episode of Keith. I am Alex Norfolk.
And I'm Andrew Cleveland.
Sam is at a football game and couldn't be with us today, but sends his best wishes to all of you. Okay, today we'll be talking about Remus Lupin. His full name is Remus John Lupin. His name means, Remus is one of the founders of Rome, who was a baby, was suckled by a she-wolf. Middle name, John, from JKR's interview. And last name, Lupin,
is wolf
in Latin. Other names, Mooney refers to Fulman's effect on him. Peeves calls him Looney Lupin. Do you want to read about his family?
Sure. He was born at March 10th, 1959, or 1960. He's the same age as Snape. He's a half-blood. He has one muggle parent or grandparent. His mother's unknown. His father's unknown, offended by Fenrir Greyback. He doesn't have any siblings, but JKR says that Lupin does have a twin. He was a very small boy when he was bitten by a werewolf named Fenrir Greyback. He transforms at each full moon. His location of childhood home is unknown. Alex, you want to talk about his appearance a little?
Sure. His eye color is unknown. His hair color, graying light brown, gets a bit hairier than normal once a month. All this information we are getting is from hplexicon.com. .org. Hogwarts. His first year was 1971. His house was Gryffindor. School awards, he got prefect. Office, he was defense against the Dark Arts teacher from 1993 to 1994 on the second floor of Hogwarts. Artifacts, created Marauder's Map with James Potter, Sirius Black, and Peter Pettigrew. Note, Shrieking Shack and Whomping Willow near Hogwarts. Hogsmeade, created by Dumbledore during Lupin's first year to protect him on nights that he is a werewolf.
I'm going to say a little about his allegiance, etc. Nobody knows if he does have a wand or not. He uses other devices, the Marauder's Map, created with James Potter, Sirius Black, and Peter Pettigrew in their last 2 years at Hogwarts. His organizations and affiliations, one of the four Marauders, Order of the Phoenix, infiltrated secretive community of werewolves in an attempt to learn what he could do of Voldemort's plans. His skills are probably knows the castle and grounds of Hogwarts better than anyone except for the Weasley twins, specialist in defense against the dark creatures, and his Patronus, his shape, was indistinct. His Boggart is the full moon. He's attracted to Nymphadora Tonks, though he is convinced that he is too old, dangerous, and poor for her.
Yes, that's very good about what we mean, but what do you think of Lupin?
I don't know. I think he's a kind of shady creature. Person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's very shady. Doesn't seem to like being around that many people, unless he really likes them.
That's true.
We got some emails and reviews from people over the week. Let's see. We got someone, and thank you to all who did it. We got something from Mewtwo. Okay. This was a great podcast. Covered the information on the sixth Harry Potter book, I discovered that in the Dutch translations of the book, Sirius Black is called Sirius Zwarte. Half-Blood Prince arrived in bookstores in the Netherlands on November 19, 2005. R-A-B was translated as R-A-Z. Now, it's very interesting, which proves our point.
Yeah. Here's one more report by one of my friends, Alex.
Most of the other characters in the English books are initials which might fit do not fit in their translated names. In your next podcast, please include if you think Snape died or not, and why Dumbledore trusted him so much. Yeah, we'll bring that up later, even though this is a podcast. Yeah. Now, from one of our friends, wrote a
report. This is by Alex. I'm not going to say his last name because he's going to kill me. He said, I think you worked very hard on your podcast. You could have been a bit more inclusive with your info. I liked your warning about whether someone who hasn't read this book, so not to ruin it by listening to your podcast. Keep up the good work and I'll see you at school.
Yeah. The thing he hasn't read the book, so I don't quite get why he's listening to it, but okay. So back to Lupin. Lupin.
One second, he's pulling up the website.
Yeah. Lupin is a very... He seems very nice.
Yeah, that's the impression I get from him. But...
That's the main impression I get from him.
Yeah.
He's a werewolf. I wonder what that potion that Snape gives him is.
It's probably a potion to help him. I don't know, but when they're talking about it, Harry obviously thinks that it's some kind of poison.
Yeah, until Lupin tells him it's not. I'm pulling up the emails we got. We got many emails. We got from Stefano. It says, I think your podcasts are long enough, and they are 11 minutes. I'm Stefano, by the way, RSVP. We are going to try and make these a lot longer. Sorry, Stefano.
Yeah.
But we're going to make them longer. What do we... About that review that Mewtwo asked us in our next podcast to bring up whether... We think that Snape lived. I think Snape did live. And about Dumbledore trusting him.
I think Dumbledore just sees something in him. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah. That or he really... Yeah, I think he does believe that... that he's good.
Yeah.
And about him killing, I've heard many different theories.
Yeah.
Over the time since our last podcast. Things like, that they had an agreement that it was gonna happen. And also I've heard people say that, they think Harry's last pod is the last Horcrux, and he's going to need to give up all his magical powers to destroy the Horcrux within him.
That could be true, since they've been saying that J.K. Rowling is this next one is going to be her last book.
Yeah.
Or whatever, so. But it might as well happen.
I just don't want it to happen, personally.
Yeah.
So last week it looks like JKR has been updating her website. Oh, okay. And do you have anything else to talk about?
Not really.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Oh, Sam, you're back for the football game?
Hello, yeah. Sam.
I lost.
Who
Wonderful.
Was it?
Who?
Yeah, who's playing?
Oh, it was me and some buddies.
Oh, it was?
Okay.
So we've been talking about Lupin.
All right. So what about him?
So far we've just done pretty straightforward things about him.
Like the fact that he's a werewolf.
Yeah. And like birthday and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we got a few emails we read.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, you talked about how he was part of the Order.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now you want to read something about Lupin the movie?
Sure.
Okay. You want to read it, Sam?
Where do I begin? Lupin in the films. Lupin is played by David Thewlis. Born 20 March 1963 in Blackpool, Lancashire. Right, England, UK. That's a really weird place. Okay. Thewlis was originally considered for the role of Professor Quirrell in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, 2001.
I bet he likes that he got
Lupin?
Yeah, Lupin instead, because Lupin comes up in other books.
Yeah. And he'll get paid more.
Yeah.
You always want to get paid more, because then your agent, when you make more, your agent makes more.
Yep.
And since I am an agent myself for certain people, I know that 10% cuts are really a lot when you get your people good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, why do you have an agent?
I am an agent.
You are an agent.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay, yes, so.
I'm Michael Waltrip's agent.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the point. We expect to be updating hphactivist.com soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll finally have my bio up there.
Yeah,
eventually.
Finally.
Eventually.
So, you have anything you want to add, Sam?
Lupin? Well, what I think about him?
Yeah, what do you think about him?
Well, I think he's like a regular... Oh, sweet, is this a video? I think he's like a regular old guy. And
should we have
like,
to delete that?
No, you don't. Oh, sweet, is this a...
No, Sam, that's my dad's 3-year-old iPod.
Oh. Well, then I go watch the movie.
Okay.
Anyway, what I think about Lupin is, he's just... sort of a regular old average Joe. You know?
Joe?
Yeah, an average Joe. You know that term?
Yeah.
Alright, well, except for the fact that he turns into a mutilated wolf once a week. And
once
he
a month.
Once a month. And he kills little old ladies by accident.
He did not.
And, well, he could. You know.
Okay. You
know. Werewolves of London again.
Okay, Sam. We got a review saying that in the Netherlands, Sirius Black is Sirius Zwartz, which is translated as R-A-Z instead of R-A-B, which means it must be Regulus.
It must
be. I found it very interesting. I know.
That's right! Oh, I have it figured out! Oh, do I ever have it figured out at all!
Okay, Sam.
Alright, so, All right. I'll have to have the sixth book handy, but, you know, I have it figured out. And I'll tell you on the next podcast.
Wait, what do you have figured out?
I figured out who R.I.B. is and why they've done it and where the thing is.
We all know where the Horcrux is.
No, I mean like, yes. And where all the other ones are.
Oops.
Sam, just tell us.
No, yeah, I need the book because there's something I have to refer to.
Sam.
I don't know. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Okay. Alex is going to get the book, and Sam said book we're going to talk something. So, let's see. What are we going to talk about?
That was pretty... Sorry.
You're nuts.
I was fast. I am not.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, why you left the seat for me? I am sitting in it. All right. Now, in the book. Let's find some stuff about Lupin here.
Okay, well, while Sam is trying to look up something about Lupin, hey, Alex, where'd you go?
Come back, Alex!
Alex!
Okay. What?
What the?
It's like a little tin chair.
You're nuts.
Okay.
Shut everybody.
Let's go back to what we were talking about. Lupin.
Okay. Well, you left this comfy chair for me. I'm gonna sit in it.
Stop it.
You left it for me. I'm gonna sit in it, man.
You can sit if you want.
Loser.
We had a little too much beans for breakfast. Good one, Andrew.
Yeah, actually, for breakfast, my mom dyed my eggs green and served me ham with it.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, that looked like old man Lupus had a little mucus. Lupus? Old man Lupus had a little mucus way up in his nose.
Quiet.
He picked it and made you sick. And okay, up again he goes.
Stop this, Sam.
This part.
Picked and made you sick, and up again it goes.
Sam, this is disgusting.
I think I'm the Lupus, please.
We should make a bloopers thing, Alex. Put together all our bloopers.
Yeah,
no, start recording.
Or how about we all make a video podcast? Wouldn't that be neat?
How about it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think this podcast Harry is right Potter. About done, okay?
Hot list? No. There's a hot list? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you didn't. Get up.
We just put Harry Potter a hot list. Hot list. List.
Hot list.
Let's see, www.uen.org.
I can imagine what that'll stand for. Ethernet. Understanding Ethernet.
Sam,
network.
We're not doing a comedy.
Okay, Alex, go get your webcam.
We're not doing a comedy.
We should do a comedy.
We're not doing a comedy podcast. Or
a comedy.
Or a technical podcast.
I'm listening, I'm watching.
We're not doing a technical podcast either. So let's get back to Harry Potter.
Boy, you left the seat for me, boy. I am going to sit in it.
Okay, get up.
Tell Alex to get out of his.
Get out.
There's some other good websites out there, like Scholastic.com.
Yeah, Scholastic. I used
to read Scholastic books all the time. They were beasts. Oh, wow. Harry Potter is Scholastic.
Yes.
Well, that was a hard one.
I always thought Harry Potter was Arthur A. Levening books.
Yeah. That's one of... That's a subcategory.
And then it says Scholastic. I never noticed that. Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's an owl on the... intro.
Well, you didn't need to copy it.
About the books. A need to know guide about Harry Potter. We can look at that. Sam, you notice that this podcast has just got worse since you came?
Yes. You want to start it over?
Nah.
Where's Andrew?
I don't know.
Get back here this minute.
So, Email us if you want us to do a video podcast.
Yeah, we're going to do one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And you should watch it. Because if you don't, I'll be really mad at you.
Yeah.
And if I'm really mad at you, your chances of survival are probably like 99%.
This is really neat. They have an art explorer where you can explore from the Harry Potter books.
What fun, Alex, what fun.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
This is something that...
Coming to America video.
That you should really see.
You should. It's... It's better than anything you could ever think of.
Yeah, we're gonna put... it's just a big publicity.
I've never even seen it.
It's just a big publicity stunt of Scholastics.
Hey, did you not can in the morning stunt your growth, speaking of stunts?
So, it's a really big publicity stunt, so it's kind of interesting.
Hey, you want to buy that Harry Potter screensaver?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we already have one.
Please keep sending us our ideas, and we will be on Podcast Alley soon, so you can vote for us.
Yep.
It's
going to be cool. You're going to like it. And you should subscribe, too, because we're not better than all the other podcasts, but we do have a good one, I think.
Yeah.
So just go to hpdetectives.com. Got all the links, all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. We'll be putting a new link up there. And a new thing we have is how to contact us.
Yeah, you can leave a voice message.
Yes, you can email us, or you can leave us a message. But please follow these guidelines. Keep your questions to under 30 seconds. Eliminate as much background sound as possible. Send your recording in MP3 format. If you have your recording ready, please click here to contact us.
To email us.
To email us.
And, Alex, you should highlight here.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're back, Andrew.
Yes, I am.
And you want to shut that door?
Sure.
We've been talking about neat things on Scholastic's website.
Like the Art Explorer. What's he do?
Yeah.
I think that hard hitting the video was way better than that. Oh, Alex, if your dad has Microsoft, can we look at that now? Oh, please, it's so hilarious. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Okay.
So is Napoleon Dynamite, the youth lost state there.
Sam, let's keep it to Harry Potter.
What? Once we're done with the podcast, Kelly?
Maybe.
Yes!
We can do.
Our next podcast will probably be a video one.
Yeah, we'll try and get a video one up there.
It's gonna be really, really cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think what to do.
Wow, Alex, it's gonna be so great when this is in your dad's office with all the beer bottles.
Yeah, my dad has 98 beer bottles. Around our recording studio.
Some of them are like Sprite and like Coke and stuff.
Yeah, some are.
Heineken. They're mostly beer bottles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's Heineken.
Heineken.
It's all about the beer.
Dead red. That sounds delicious. Dead red.
Okay.
Red horse, wow.
There's a picture of Alex Marquardt naked. Why don't we put that
there is the... not!
Yeah, there is.
I think. Somewhere in here there is.
There is not a picture of me naked.
Okay, why don't we wrap this up?
Yeah, there is right there.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Bye.
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 I spin around like a crazy elf. I dance in the